Joe. Take a lap.
We just lost 20 minutes somehow. All right. Since we lost it, and I'm sure it's my fault somehow on a button push, I'm going to do just a real brief what you missed in the 20 minutes that we've already done. Joe and Justin both wrong about the Caps. We both picked them in 7, but admittedly, probably homerism and not liking the Rangers was a big part of that. In the second round, we both have I have Carolina winning in 7 over the Rangers. Joe, to be contrarian, picked the Rangers in 6. Isles and Carolina, Joe had Carolina in 5, I had Carolina in 6, so we were both right. Nothing really to sing write home about, other than Carolina still hasn't played a good game of hockey in the 5 games from the first round and the 1 in the second. Joe was on an epic takedown of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's okay. I can recreate that. I think I'm a professional. I don't get paid $1 million or $11 million though to do it, but that's okay. Unfortunately, you guys missed a great 20-minute conversation that we were having about the playoffs.
That's a real bummer because that was a hot start.
It was a hot start, but that's okay. We're gonna pick it back up. We're gonna come back on this. So what we were saying at the top of the show, I made a little I don't know what you call it. I wish I was good with words. But anyway, I made it seem like I was gonna talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs, but then we actually went to the Washington New York series. So now I'm gonna talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Again, let's see if I can get my blood pressure back up. It's real simple. Number one, stick taps to David Pastrnak for showing up in game 7 of overtime and being the superstar that he's paid to be. The coach said to step up, and he even had a pregame interview with Emily Kaplan. He was like, coach told me to step up, so I'm going to do that. And he did. He scored the game-winning goal. Number one, I do have to chirp the Boston Bruins like I did earlier, but it didn't get recorded. That's okay. honestly, Boston's going to get destroyed, absolutely eaten alive by the Florida Panthers, because you let a team like Toronto come back in the series, you're trash. You're trash, honestly. You stopped doing what you were doing those previous 3 games where you won. You were getting in their heads, outplaying them, and then you just stopped doing that and let them come back. It is kind of funny because I love we're talking about gaslighting a lot on this show. I love that you let the Maple Leafs fans think that there was a glimmer of hope, and then you snatch it away from them. That makes it even better. I love that so much, of course. But Boston is going to get eaten alive by Florida, 100%. Toronto. I love talking about Toronto, of course. I'm going to try to get this. We're at 3 minutes right now. I'm going to try to be done in 3 more minutes, hopefully. Number one, you put Joseph Woll in, and he won 2 games for you. I don't know why you'd go back to Samsonov, unless Woll was injured or whatever. That seems to happen a lot on Toronto team, but I don't know why you'd go to Sammy. Go to Martin Jones. I mean, Sammy is trash. Legit. So, come on. Sammy's trash. He's gotten his head this year. He didn't really recover, I don't think. Why would you go back to him, especially in game 7? That's dumb. But Pasta scores the game-winning goal, so love that. Austin Matthews in game 3 had to leave because his tummy hurt. Got a little illness. My tummy hurts. So he had to leave, and he sat out 2 games, and they won those games. So I don't know why he would even be back in the lineup. I'd be like, hey, man, we won without you, so sit out. Bye. He got 3 points. He did get an assist in game 7, so 4 points in the games that he played. 3 of those came in 1 game, then he didn't do anything else. But that never happens, right? He's never a ghost in the playoffs, is he? He always scores like 10 goals in the playoffs, doesn't he? No, He doesn't, actually. He never shows up. And that's what I always say in the regular season, too. I said it this year on the show. He could score 100 goals in the regular season, but he's not going to show up in the playoffs. He never does because he has no compete. If he actually wanted to win as bad as he wanted to breathe, he would do whatever it took to be in the game and to be a meaningful part of the game. Because my tummy hurt, I had to sit out. Oh no. Listen, I understand. A lot of people are gonna say, oh, who are you, Joe? Jay, you're just a guy on a podcast. And you're correct. I am just a guy on a podcast talking crap. But there's been a few things in my life that I've done where I had a job to do that I got paid to do, not $1 million or $11 million to do it, and I still showed up to do it. there was this one time, I mean, I was on a ship, a boat, if you will, you know, just a little dinghy, you know, just a 500 foot warship, no big deal. And you know, I was doing this little thing called protecting the USA, America, you know, off the coast of Africa. And I was an engineer. So usually it's about 100 degrees down there in the engine room. Well, off the coast of Africa, it's like 120, 130. And there's a few times where my tummy hurt and a few times where I was a little dehydrated. But you know what I still had to do? I had to show up to work to do what I got paid to do. And it wasn't $11 million either. There was another time. I don't know if you know this. But I did a little thing called pro wrestling before, right? And you can say what you want about pro wrestling. That's fine. But I got this little scar right here where I broke my face in a match. And I got stitches right after that. And my buddy drove me down to another show that I had to be at that night. And I wrestled. And again, you can say whatever you want about pro wrestling. But I showed up because I got paid to do a job. So I showed up and did it the best of my ability. So Austin Matthews, here's another question for you. Did Matty Kuklutch complain about having a broken sternum last year in the Stanley Cup Finals, where his brother and his teammates had to help him get dressed and he still played in the Stanley Cup Finals? Did he whine about that? Did he leave in the second period of a game because his sternum was broken? I don't think so. I don't think he did. Oh, I don't remember the guy's name, but last year in the playoffs, it was on the Winnipeg Jets. He got his face cut wide open in the crease because there was a scrum, got some stitches and came back. I literally, a couple days ago, saw this kid amateur wrestling, and I saw his coach taping up his jaw because his jaw was, like, hanging off. Taped it up, and he went back out and did his – I've said enough, truly. Like, you have no compete, and I've said this a million times. You will never win anything because you are a loser, and you don't want to win as bad as you want to breathe. Again, I'm just a guy on a podcast, and you could school me at hockey 100%. On the ice, you would skate circles around me. But you know what? If it was a test of will and a test of heart, I would beat you every single time, period.
It, you know, to kind of bring it to the X's and O's of it, like I just want to echo your point. If Boston had this much trouble with the second most soft team in the NHL, what's going to happen when you go and face, as you mentioned, Matty Kuklutch and the Florida Panthers? They're going to eat him alive, brother.
Aaron Bennett, Matty Tkachuk, Alexander Barkov, Sergei Bobrovsky, Vezina finalist this year, Montour, Ekblad. The list goes, the whole team, Tarasenko. Like, you have no chance in hell. No chance in hell. You're going to get absolutely eaten alive. I don't care how on fire Swayman is. Absolutely eaten alive. So, anything to add? You want to make our picks for this series?
The only thing I'll add is that in the first round, Joe, you had Boston in five. Unfortunately, you were wrong for that. Yeah, they could have. And I had Boston in six. And unfortunately, yet again, both of us were wrong. But we both had the Bees. So there you go.
Yeah.
Boston and Florida, like, how do you think it goes?
I mean, I think Boston will get at least one. I think they'll get one. But then I imagine Swayman's probably going to get lit up by Florida's offense, because also Florida is just so gritty, like not the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, but literally like they don't care how they score. They just score. So they get in front of the net, tips, garbage goals, whatever. They're going to be up in your face, going to get rattle your cage, and they're going to get some greasy goals. Like, so I feel like there's going to be at least a game where Swayman gets lit up and they're going to go to Allmark, and Allmark is probably going to get them a win. And then they're going to go back to Allmark, and he's going to get lit up, and it's going to be like this guessing game. All of a sudden, now the goalies, neither of Boston's goalies, who are great goalies, are going to be a little bit in their heads, and Florida is going to capitalize on that. So I'm going to say Florida. I'm going to go gentleman's sweep again. Repeat Florida of last year.
I mean, of course I don't like the Bees, but – but you're showing me on the ice. So I can't pick against what I'm seeing on the ice. And what I'm seeing on the ice is that a tough team is going to beat the crap out of you. I'm going to give them, I don't see the sweep happening. Like you said, something, you have two great tendies. I don't see them getting swept. I want to pick something different than the gentleman sweep. So I'm going to give them one more game. I'm going to go Florida in six.
I was going to change my answer because now that I thought about it, I'm like, maybe they get two, but I'm going to stick with gentleman sweep.
So you got them in five. I got them in six. I just don't see it happening. You didn't. I mean, you got the win, which is what's important, but Florida's just better, man. Like they're a buzzsaw right now.
I mean, in that game seven, I watched that game and it was exciting just in the sense that it's game seven, but both sides just played so like safe, and Boston played that way for the previous two games that Toronto won too. So like, good luck doing that against Florida. Best of luck to you. And McAvoy did not look like an NHL player in the last couple games either. He gave up a bunch of turnovers. So I think, again, just to repeat the point, Florida is going to capitalize on those things. So Boston's got to change a lot if they're going to win this series, which I don't think they're going to do.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about from Florida's first round? Because we're both wrong. I had Florida in seven. You had Tampa in seven.
Oh, I did pick Tampa, didn't I?
But it didn't happen that way at all.
Oh, shoot.
Buzzsaw.
So in my other bracket, I picked Florida. That's why I thought I had it right. Oh, man, I did pick Tampa, didn't I? I just think that, to hammer on the point of goaltenders, like Vasilevskiy is not the usual Vasilevskiy that he normally is. Mm-hmm. He didn't play that great. And again, Florida is that team to get greasy goals, and that's how they won. I was happy that Florida did win. I saw the last game, so whatever game that was, game six, right? Five or six. Either way, I watched that game, and Florida was in control seemingly the whole time, momentum-wise. Even when Tampa Bay was kind of pushing forward, I didn't necessarily see like the momentum swinging. So it was great to see like kind of the dynasty, if you will, be dead for Tampa. I think this run for them is done. They're going to have to retool. So that's great to see, because then somebody else, Florida, can take over that spot. Right. That's all I really have. I just think it's I'm going to say they're old, but I don't really think they're necessarily old. They played so much hockey over the last 4 years that it's just time to retool. That's all I got.
Two straight seasons of first round exits. That's very new for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And like you said, I think it's, I hope they don't have to go all the way back to zero, but like it is definitely, you're going to have to retool if you want to hang around. So that takes us over to the West. I mean, we thought it was going to be a fight,
but there was only one. I'm very disappointed in Winnipeg. I am so disappointed, like absolutely disappointed. I mean, I get Colorado's a juggernaut, but a few days before, on one of the last games of the regular season, you beat them 7-0. You put seven up in Colorado. In Colorado, and you just get walloped.
Destroyed.
I got nothing, truly, other than like, I know in this show, in the off-season episode of Winnipeg, and then early on, we were like, you know, what is Winnipeg doing? And then all of a sudden, they got in a run, and we were kind of getting on board, like, okay, all right, I see what's happening here. They're playing great. At this point now, tear it down. Truly, because you're just the Toronto of the West.
Yeah,
you have the same guys, essentially the same core, minus a couple, but you have the same scenario. You're paying guys a good amount of money, not a ton, but a good amount of money, and they're doing the same thing every year, getting bounced in the first round. They can't do anything. You have in this case, they do have a Vezina Trophy caliber goaltender. That's something Toronto never has, but it's the same thing, same result. You're getting bounced in the first round. Like, what are you doing? Like, time to tear it down. Truly, tear it down. Start over. what else are you going to truly, what else are you going to do? It's just insanity. You're coming back with the same thing every year. And this was the year. If any other year, this was the year, and you blew it.
Blew it big time. Hellebuck was just getting lit up, and you know, I understand it's not all him, but like, what happened to that defense? The defense has been the star of the show all year.
Yep.
They disappeared completely. Goal scorers were still showing up, but like, you're still getting outscored. So if you don't, if the defense and if Hellebuck can't stop anything, it's big money spent on Hellebuck and Scheifele at the beginning of the year, and it completely changed our outlook on what we thought the season was going to be. And then you watch the season go and you watch the Jets play, and it's like, oh my God, this is a hockey team. And it's not so much that they got bounced, even though you're right, like this just happened to them last year. And how do you get over the hump with the same players? Probably don't. I don't know. if you lose in seven to Colorado, you can kind of go, okay, you know,
that's fair.
Yeah. Just absolutely destroyed in five. In what we were touting as could be the playoff matchup to watch in the first round. Mm-hmm. You made us look stupid, first of all. How big dare time. You?
Big time. I mean, in one sense, they did go from a wild card team last year to, you know, second in the Central. But still, man, like, dude, yeah, it's embarrassing. Monahan didn't do anything. Toffoli didn't do anything. Toffoli didn't do anything the whole time that he came over, honestly. It was such a waste of a trade. Like, a guy that's been clutch in the past, like, ugh, makes me want to throw up, truly. Like, what are you doing? You didn't do anything. Speaking of guys that make a good amount of money, like, what are you good for? Bye. See you later. Yeah. Same thing with Monahan. Like, bye. You didn't do anything. So, yeah, I'm sticking with that. I'm disappointed in the Winnipeg Jets. Rick Bonus retired, too, by the way. I saw that just a little bit ago. So, good luck in retirement. I know his wife was struggling with a lot of stuff midseason. So, hopefully he can enjoy his retirement and have some family time, too. So, sending you best wishes, Bonus, Ricky.
To put the bow on that round, both of us picked Winnipeg in seven.
Boy, were we wrong.
Boy, were we wrong. But that swings us to the matchup for Colorado in the second round. What might have been the best hockey matchup in the first round. Vegas and Dallas just ended last night. Gosh.
What a series. The road team won all the first four games, which... You know, the saying is, like, the series doesn't start until the road team wins. Well, in this case, it was the series doesn't start until the home team wins. dude, I mean, Dallas coming back and winning four straight. Not four straight. But they won three in a row, lost, and then they won game seven. But I watched game six live, and that was just a crazy game. So fast, so high-powered. But also both sides being very defensively sound. I will definitely give props, number one. I love how Dallas had a lot of their young guys that they did all season in big, high-powered situations. Your Wyatt Johnsons, your Robos, Stankoven, Harley, all those guys, all those kids, like, were scoring the goals. And, you know, they won the series, honestly. Obviously, you had your Jamie Benns and Tyler Seguins, Pavelskis that chipped in. Ottinger played great. But what a series. And even though I picked Vegas, I understand that, to win the cup. But I'm glad they lost. I'm so glad that they lost because I want to see Dallas win. And honestly, I love that Vegas lost because even though it's in the rule book that they can use the LTIR money, it's part of, like, that's what needs to change, truly. I'm glad they lost. They had all this extra money with all these players, and they still lost. I love that. Just like the Yankees in baseball. I love to see the Yankees lose. Same thing with the Red Sox. They spend a bunch of money, get a bunch of great players, and they lose, and I love it. So, anyway, glad to see that Dallas pulled it out in game seven.
So again, to bow that series up, you had Vegas in six, I had Dallas in seven. So doesn't get any easier for the Dallas Stars. They draw the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I hated the draw for Dallas with Vegas. I hate this even worse. Colorado red hot, Joe. How do you see this one going?
Well, because like Dallas is what I wanted to pick, but I already stamped the Vegas Golden Knights at the beginning of this year on the show. So now I'm stamping Dallas Stars. I feel like this one is probably, I mean, I said that with Winnipeg too, but I actually do believe this to go to seven. So I'm going to say Dallas in seven.
Well, again, I don't want to pick the same thing you did, but the Stars are my Stanley Cup pick.
You did pick them Stanley Cup. So that's fair.
So I got to go to the same thing. You know,
it's definitely going to be a shootout, though. Like, it's going to be, oh my God. I mean, it's going to be wild. Well, it's going to be the Stars and Avalanche, but it's also going to be bonkers and wild. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, again, you know, talk about series that you should try to get eyes on. Hint, 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 NHL.
For real.
Yeah. This is one of them. And, you know, if you like high scoring affairs, chances are this is going to be that. So. Yes. Let's see, what else we got in the West? Where do you want to go next?
Vancouver and Nashville.
Yeah, let's go there next. Man, you know, you, cause I picked Nashville in seven, you picked Vanny in seven. I think I was kind of just enamored with the way Nashville had been playing. And there is usually that higher ranking team that kind of falters in the first round. We didn't get that this year, but, two reasons I'm okay with this. Number one, Vancouver got some season, like very needed seasoning.
Yep.
Because they didn't have it going into this postseason. And so did Nashville. Like, this is going to be huge for Nashville going into next year. They weren't supposed to be here yet. Like, they're a year ahead of schedule. And, you know, it's not like New Jersey last year, where New Jersey did way too well to make this year look like complete garbage. Well, you know?
Yeah. And in Nashville, that win streak that they had, the 18 point win streak, you know, that got them, well, really they were in that wild card spot the whole time, but they almost got into the top three in the Central. Like, if it wasn't for Winnipeg doing so well, Nashville would have been that third seed, honestly.
So, I mean, a couple things of note. I think it was, they had a chance to kind of put step on Vancouver's necks. I think it was like in game four or five, and they're up 3-1, like with literally minutes left in the third in Nashville. And I'm like, okay, well, Nashville's got this in hand. I'll turn the game off. I'll go watch, you know, some Titans or whatever else I watched. Wrong. Vancouver comes back, wins 4-3, and makes me look like a fool. And then they keep that momentum going and win in six. Did you get lay any eyes on the series at all, Joe?
Yeah, I got to see two games. So I saw game six, and then I guess I saw five and six. And honestly, like, it was definitely a far different game to watch in both cases than anything else that was happening in the playoffs. Like, you could watch that and honestly think that it was boring, because not a lot happened, truly. I mean, Vancouver won one of those games with 12 shots. Like, that's, you know what I mean? And I want to say, I don't know the exact stat, but I want to say Vancouver had less than 100 shots in all six games. Maybe just a little bit over. I don't know that exactly, but I remember they brought it up in game six that they've only had like 90-some shots in five games. So it was a very defensive-based series. But watching it, so again, I said, you could be like, oh man, it's kind of boring, nothing's happening, but it was so back and forth. It was fun to watch in that aspect. Also, rookie Archer Seelovs gets a couple of wins for the Vancouver Canucks, because once you know it, Thatcher Demko got hurt again, and Casey DeSmith got hurt too. So Seelovs got a couple of starts that he wasn't supposed to, and he pulled it out. So I love that for him. I would imagine he and DeSmith are going, I don't know what Demko's contract is like, but honestly,
probably move on. Yeah.
Move on from Demko. Like, you can't trust him at this point. He's injury prone. Like, you got Seelovs. He has some seasoning in the playoffs, which is great. He can be your 1B guy if you want to go into Smith or somebody else. Hell, make Silas the 1A guy. I don't care. He obviously performed. So, but like you said, I want to give stick taps to Nashville. Like, they're not supposed to be here. I think all they need is like a closer. They got to bring in somebody that can close. If you keep the same guys around and bring in one more guy to get you a couple, kind of like, I mean, hell, Gensel's going to be a free agent in the offseason. That might be the play. Wow. Well, no, it'll be the Predators, but
yes, you're right.
But I think they just need that one guy that can. I mean, Ryan O'Reilly is great and he's clutch in clutch situations, but he's not necessarily going to score you a goal. He'd be in front of the net and get a greasy goal, but I'm talking about somebody that can go coast to coast and make a play and score. They need that to really get over the hump. Because I mean, you still got Soros, no goals. Like, he played great, truly. Like, Vancouver, the scary thing, which we'll talk about with this next matchup, the scary thing is that Vancouver got lucky, I think, in all cases in this series. And that's dangerous to me playing this Edmonton Oilers squad.
Yeah. I don't think there's much else to say here other than it's good to see because – you know, I framed it as a nightmare scenario for Vancouver. I'm glad to see that it wasn't for them, and bright future for Nashville as well. And that takes us to. So you had the Kings Edmonton in five. I had Edmonton in a sweep. We were both pretty close. You were right. I was close. Edmonton in five.
Hats off to that. Stick taps to that. Let's go.
Are we looking at, you know, like we were talking about with Tampa, is this it for Los Angeles?
I hope so. I mean, like they went from seven games to six games to five games now, 3 years in a row, they lose to the same team. I mean, I hope so. I mean, they really haven't necessarily been relevant since 2014 is the last cup they won, right? If my math is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's their own fault. They spent $8 million on PL Dum Dum. Like, honestly, if they don't buy him out this summer, like, I have no sympathy for them. Buy him out, get some of that money back, and it'll save you. Frank Saravalli said, I forget the actual number, but essentially, if they buy him out this summer, it will save them in the long run, like, $37 million. Even though it's going to be dead cap for a lot of years, it's going to be some dead cap because it's like a third of his contract spread out for however long, right? So it's going to be dead cap for a while, but at the end, it saves them $37 million. Like, maybe spend a little bit of money on some goaltending, maybe spend some money on other guys that can score. Like, Byfield did great. I love Byfield. Make sure keep Kevin Fiala, keep him healthy, and get a couple other younger guys that can, you know, put some points on the board. Maybe, I don't know. Kopitar is getting up there. Kempe's underrated, but getting up there. Doughty's getting up there. Like, you got to do something. You know what I mean? You got to do something. So, again, if they don't buy out PLD and do something, I have no sympathy for them.
No. Look, we like to chirp PLD a lot because that's a lot of money to get paid for doing nothing.
Nothing.
But, man, not only did you do nothing in the regular season, it's like you can kind of maybe excuse it if he shows up in the postseason. Well, you didn't. So even if you did, the team didn't win. So what's the point? This Edmonton team, though, 4-1 going forward, like, is this yet again nightmare scenario for Vancouver? Like, I wouldn't want to run into Edmonton yet.
I think it is nightmare for Vancouver. Again, you have a goalie that I would say won you the series in Silovs, but he's still kind of untested. He's still a rookie, and now you got to face two of the arguably best players in the league, Draisaitl and McJesus, who can score. He hasn't done a lot of that recently, but he can definitely dish the puck and set somebody else up, and he's shown he can do that. So that's dangerous. I'm not going so far on the limb to say that Edmonton is the favorite now in the West, because obviously I picked Dallas, but this Edmonton team, I like what I'm seeing. Again, until they show me different, I'm not necessarily going to run with them, but I love this setup of this Edmonton Oilers team than previous.
So how do you see the series going?
Honestly, I think Edmonton in six.
Yeah, that was the number I was looking at. I think maybe just to be different, I don't see Vancouver pulling out three wins, so I can't go Edmonton in seven. So I guess I got to go with them getting it done in one less game. Oh. Again, I can't see Vancouver getting three games, but I also can't see them getting swept. I just don't see them laying down. So I'll take Edmonton in five.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get swept because, again, they're very good defensively. But, Pete hasn't shown up at all yet. I do want to say I'm like – and I like Connor Garland and JT Miller, but the games that I watched, like, those guys are so integral to the success of Vancouver. Like, they are just so they're such a greasy guys. They're smaller players, but they are in every single puck battle. They're not getting pushed around. They're setting up plays, like, major parts of that squad. Like, I love to see that because, again, they have heart and they will do whatever it takes to win, unlike some people that play in the National Hockey League. But anyway, I think this – I'll say this loosely, but I think this Edmonton Oilers team is – dangerous.
Yeah. I think I just want to put this again, like, Dallas Carolina is my pick and I'm sticking by it. Both teams are still alive and that still looks like it could be. But can you imagine Edmonton, Florida? Like,
oh my gosh.
That would be some hockey. Yeah. All right, so just a real quick question before we get out of here. Who deserves the biggest chirps from round one? It could be a team, could be a player.
Well, I did already chirp Austin Matthews.
That's true, too, yes. But who deserves the biggest? Like, who is the biggest laughing stock of the first round?
Honestly, I think it's Winnipeg, and I already said why. You go on that streak of 30-plus games not allowing more than two goals – and you had said it too, this great defensive team. And then you literally just forgot how to play hockey. You forgot of the season that you just put together and this amazing season for Hellebuck too. Like, how do you do that? I don't understand how you go from, like, honestly, while he deserves it 100% to win the Vezina this year, don't give him the Vezina. I don't think that you can truly. I mean, obviously regular season and playoffs, like, playoffs are not supposed to, you know, have any factoring into regular season trophies and stats. But dude, I mean, you're, again, not all him, his team let him down too. Like, if you're getting 40 shots a game, like, I mean, yeah, probably a couple of them are going to go in, you know? Mm-hmm. It's weird. If he wins, I want him to win. I do, deep down in my heart. But then if I see Vezina Trophy winner Connor Hellebuck, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, granted, Omark did win it last year, and they blew it in the first round. So They're bad too. But, yeah, man, I think the biggest chirp is the Winnipeg Jets. Like, what happened? Again, like I said earlier, tear it down. Start fresh. Keep the young guys. Get rid of anybody over 32, honestly.
And I'll ask you one last question before we kind of, if I don't even know if there's anything in the empty net, but what was your biggest surprise of the first round?
Actually, you know what? I was going to ask you that too. I was going to ask you what you thought was the most interesting and the worst. Most surprising? Honestly, I guess I'd have to say the beating that Florida put on Tampa, but I'm going to go back to Edmonton. Edmonton, like, learning from their mistakes of the past, even though they got through the first round the last couple of years against LA, but they did it quicker. And Hell, they even won a 1-0 game. That is very outside of Edmonton's wheelhouse. So, like, that whole five games that they put together is super surprising to me, and that's why I said, you know, a few minutes ago, loosely, but they're dangerous.
Yeah, well, and you look at the West now, and it's Dallas and Colorado. I hate that draw for Dallas.
Yeah, beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, and then you got Edmonton and Vancouver, and that's nothing against Vancouver, but I don't think there's anybody in the hockey world picking Vancouver to win that series.
If we were talking about November, December, sure.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe people pushing the game seven, but I don't even see that happening. So Edmonton could theoretically get done early enough to have a little bit of a break before, while Dallas and Colorado are beating the living crap out of each other. Like we could be looking at Edmonton finally getting over the hump, I guess is what I'm getting at.
I mean, think about that, depending on how quickly that ends, depending on schedule, like Edmonton, Vancouver don't even play the first game until tomorrow or Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
Because of scheduling wise. So like, and travel. So yeah, man. I mean, and think about Edmonton, like they've been playing playoff hockey since the first week of November.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Because they went on a couple of heaters just to get to the spot that they're at. So like, they've been playing playoff hockey all year, pretty much. So, yeah it's gonna be interesting. It's definitely gonna be interesting for sure. But you didn't answer. Do you have anything other than what I said about what was most surprising or
you hinted at it, but like I am just utterly blown away that Tampa couldn't get more than one against Florida, and I mean. This is one of those scenarios where it's like, am I picking against the Rangers? Am I picking Florida because they've been so hot? Like, are they really that good? And I thought just the grit of Tampa just getting there was going to be enough to turn on the hockey, and it just didn't. And, you know, this kind of goes back to like what we were just saying about Edmonton. Is it just Florida's time? Like they turned it on at the beginning of the playoffs last year and it hasn't really turned off. We talked about it at the beginning of the year, like they had some key injuries going into the season. They're a better team this year, crazily enough. And then at the deadline, they make a couple acquisitions. They're a better team now for it. They had like one lull at the end of the season, but the rest of the time they've been hot. And here they are. They put down the Lightning in five games. It's just that, not that they won, obviously I picked them, but like that they won that handily is kind of shocking to me. So,
yeah. Well, to that, what I just thought of that, it was almost like, yeah, putting that stake in the ground. And by stake in the ground, I mean stake in the heart of Tampa, like in, and then they just slowly pushed in. They're like, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
That's it. And then Maddie Kuklutch is just here like, yeah, that's it. A little bit. Hold on. Wait. Okay, there it is. Yeah, all the way in. You guys are done. You got no chance. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's funny about it, that they are the best team in Florida. So, but yeah, you put it in my head now. I kind of want to see Edmonton, Florida.
It'd be insane. Again, I didn't pick it, but it would be insane. I think it's the matchup I want. If I'm wrong about my pick, that's the matchup I want.
For sure. Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, so anybody listening, if you're a Maple Leafs fan, we'd love to get you on the show and you could try to convince me why your Maple Leafs are actually a good team. That would be fun to do. And if you like Austin Matthews, please chirp at us or try to come on the show. I would love to have a conversation with you of why you think he's good at anything, truly. So anyway, that's at Barntroopers Pod all across the internets. We'll see you, unless something egregious happens, we'll talk to you when this round is done and we'll preview round three and all that good stuff. So until next time, keep your head up, play to the whistle, stick taps and sellies, boys, clap it up.
Yeah.